Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, right straight from the old city in Jerusalem, they just thwarted a terrorist attack supposedly coming from the West Bank. 3 terrorists coming into the old city, and a police officer was killed and one was wounded. Let's take a look.
This is Chris Mitchell reporting from the latest terror attack here in Jerusalem. You can probably see behind me, this is the Damascus Gate right on the walls of the old city. Many attacks have taken place here lately, and I'll show you this, the scene right now. You can see some of the police line that has already been taken down. This happened about an hour, maybe 2 hours ago from where we are right now. And we're going to go up to the scene of actually where it took place. And what we've been told by police spokesperson is that there were 3 terrorists. And one of them actually, I think, was presenting his ID to one of the police women, actually. And then another opened up with automatic fire. And we have been told, one of our messages from a top commander of the police, that 2 of the women policemen actually saved a much larger terror attack with their bodies themselves. I think one of them was critically wounded in the attack. And actually, this is the scene of the place right here. Just a little while ago, we saw 3 bodies taken out, and those were the terrorists that had been killed right on the spot. We talked to the mayor earlier, too, and he said that the actions of the police saved people from a much larger terror attack that could have taken place. And we have people around here trying to get into the shot. But unfortunately, tragically, this is where the scene of the attack took place. Right now, it's actually been cleaned off. Many of the police have already left, but people are milling around now looking at the scene of the attack. Unfortunately and tragically, this has been going on for several months, these kind of attacks, and so that's why a lot of people are asking for prayer for the peace of Jerusalem. That's what it says in Psalm 122:6. And really, a number of these attacks have affected the citizens of this place. The Damascus Gate is actually like a focal point where many Jews and Arabs are on their way to the Temple Mount, or called the Harim El Sharif for the Arabs. And so this is a very sensitive place, in particularly in the Jerusalem's old city. So please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And this is Chris Mitchell reporting from the Damascus Gate.
Can you imagine right now, if we're reporting from Washington, D.C., that police officers were thwarting a terrorist attack in Washington, D.C.? The three terrorists are killed. One Washington police officer is killed. Another one is wounded. That's what just happened. That's what just happened in Jerusalem, in the old city, and we're not even hearing about it on all the broadcasts around America. Why? It's time for us to begin to be able to broadcast the truth and what's going on in their day-to-day life. They have these terrorist attacks going on again and again, bus stops that we talked about, different things taking place where they're riding cars into bus stops, they're charging people at bus stops with knives. They're just doing all kinds of just evil attacks on the Jews. And this is radical Islamic individuals that are doing this. At the same time this is going on, our president, as we reported on our previous program, was speaking at an American mosque, the first time he spoke at an American mosque, and he's talking about a peaceful religion. He does talk about the fringe elements, and yes, most of Muslims in the world, reportedly, they are, you know, peaceful Muslims, but this 1.3 billion, and some of the numbers are, it's like 10% are radical. That's the equal to the population of America. That's a lot of people. That could be like 300 million radical views of Islam trying to do this very thing. But the big thing is, I thought was pretty interesting what the mayor said. I believe it was Barak, the mayor of Jerusalem. He said, you know what? It's safer here in Jerusalem than it is in America. Every time I go to America, I pray that I get back safely, because per capita, I'm 6 times more likely to be hurt in America by crime than I am in Jerusalem. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing, the comparison that's going on right there. I want to remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God is watching us, how we perceive that. And if you just watch secular media who talks about, you know, not Israel from a right perspective, or from some sort of BDS boycott, sanctions and divestment type things, and Israel's this bad particular nation that the Palestinian people need to rise up and do away with Israel. If that's the only thing you listen to, you're missing out on the truth of what's going on. It's amazing what the Jews are doing for the world, what they're doing for the Middle East, and they're the last bastion of democracy in the Middle East. If they were to go, the whole thing. You think about this. Our president is speaking at an Islamic mosque, talking about the peaceful religion, but the truth is, there's countries right now that are Islamic countries that they don't, like Morocco, they don't even acknowledge that Christians even exist. They say they have no Christians there. All they acknowledge are Muslims and Jews inside of Morocco. It's illegal. It's actually in some Muslim countries, if you convert from Islam to Christianity, it's a death sentence. It's a legal Sharia law death sentence if you were to do that. But yeah, our president's in a mosque in America, talking about it's a peaceful religion. If he talked about all of that, you know, it'd be different. Yes, most Muslims are peaceful, but a large percentage, based on the American population, the world population, if it's 1.3 billion, if it's 10% that are, you could take 10% of that number, and that's over the size of our country. So it's very significant. And so when you see that attack take place that you just saw, or just saw right after it happened there in Israel, that realize that's like Washington, D.C., and if that happened in Washington, D.C., remember it happened in San Bernardino. Well, if that happened in Washington, D.C., we would be all alert. As Christians and Jews, we should be all alert and go, this is wrong. We need to do something about that. And we need to pay attention to it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.